Hi there. It's another in a series of outside-the-box people who've made unique and special contributions to our world. Today's topic is Dekanawida. One person I'd never heard of before was Dekanawida, a name that means great peacemaker in Iroquois. Dekanawida was a man living possibly as late as the 1500s, or maybe several centuries earlier, who brought together politically and culturally, five of the nations of the Haudenosaunee, also called the Iroquois Confederacy. He was also called Skenenrahawi by Mohawks. It's hard to separate what really might have been his true story from legend. Was he born a Huron or Onondaga or what? Was he the offspring of a virgin birth? Was he adopted by another nation? What is accepted by most historians is that Dekanawida convinced five of the six Confederacy nations that they could live together in peace. He used what I would call shuttle diplomacy to convince five tribes that abolishing war and settling conflicts nonviolently was better than war and cannibalism. He gained one Mohawk convert, Hiawatha, not the same Hiawatha as mentioned in the famous poem, who also helped to bring the great peacemaker's vision to reality. Dekanawida convinced the Mohawks of his vision by courageously climbing a tree and having it chopped down with him hanging onto it. The tree fell into the Cohoes Falls, but Dekanawida emerged the next morning unscathed. What a way to take a bath! With one tribe on board, he spent the remainder of his life bringing four others, Senecas, Cayugas, Oneidas, and Onondagas, into what we European Americans call the Iroquois Confederacy. A sixth tribe, the Tuscaroras, joined later in 1722. Today, the Six Nations call it Kayenenerenkoa, the Great Peace, or Kanansioini, the Longhouse. While some tribal members accepted Dekanawida's messages, others did not. What made them change their minds? Word of Dekanawida's miraculous deed helped, as did the bandwagon effect. Once some tribes began supporting the Confederacy, others joined also. One chief came on board after being offered a head chief position. Dekanawida knew the value of symbolism. He planted a special tree of peace, and he got tribal members to throw away their weapons of war. The new Confederacy included councils of village chiefs, and power was shared by both sexes, since each of the tribes was matrilineal. Individual villages and tribes were autonomous. Regional council decisions were made using a consensus process. They established a constitution that influenced the one we adopted in the U.S. in 1789. The Confederacy became a powerful mover and shaker in the Northeast, subduing other tribes and preventing the incursion of white settlers into the region until 1779. There are monuments today to Dekanawida, who might be compared to Mohandas Gandhi, Wangari Maathai, Nelson Mandela, or another Nobel Peace Prize winner. Some of those writing about Dekanawida describe him as a true visionary, while others felt he simply formalized existing structures of connection and decision-making among the tribes. In either case, his impact was immense, not only on the Confederacy, but on the U.S. and the rest of the world. Have you heard of Dekanawida before this feature? Are his accomplishments something to celebrate? I'm Larry Danziger, glad to recognize someone forgotten in most history books.